This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the power of an unscripted life. Recently, I talked about how Peter boldly confronted the religious council of his day to tell them he had healed a man who had been lame for decades. The significance of Peter's remarks is that he told the council he healed this man in the name of Jesus Christ. The council, of course, was threatened by this power, and Peter knew that. However, instead of cowering before them, he stood boldly before them, unscripted, and spoke from his heart, even though he knew they had the authority to take his life on the spot. When I think about the boldness of Peter's spirit, it reminds me of a sermon I once heard this pastor deliver. Even though her message was inspirational and even rousing to some degree, she chose to read from her notes the entire time. I kept waiting for her to put her notes down, to speak to my soul, to tell us what God sent her to tell us that morning, yet she remained so scripted. To live authentically, we must be able to trust our own voice, to let our hair down, and to allow the words that God put in our heart to come out, knowing that everything will work for the greater good when we do. We have to be able to live in the moment unscripted, at least strive to do so. So if you're like that pastor, and trust me, I have been in that spot many times before too, let us recall these words. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, go free and live unscripted.